This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The English word polygamy comes from two Greek words meaning many marriages. Someone who practices polygamy has more than one legal spouse at the same time. Polygamy was practiced in ancient times and is still practiced in some cultures today. The Bible has many examples of polygamous relationships, such as King Solomon's infamous 1,000 wives and concubines. Scripture says that overall, King Solomon was the wisest man alive, yet God had warned against Solomon's decision in the matter of his many partners. First, Solomon's practices didn't value women as human beings. Most of his partners were pawns in politically strategic alliances. Second, God knew that a heart pulled in 1,000 directions, whether pulled toward pleasures, riches, or power, could not focus on God or on anything wholeheartedly. God warned against idol worship, love of money, and multiple partners, because no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other, says Matthew. Love grows through singular focus and self-sacrifice, not division. God created women and men in his own image, which means each of us is worthy of undivided love. When we follow God's example, we love our partner exclusively and undividedly, so that we can obey God and honor his image in them.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.